in trying to understand Tosus's second answer, Tosus's second explanation of why, if they are correct against Rashi, if Tosus is correct, that the rationale for the Dindrabana of Bedika is in order to protect against Achila, not, like Rashi said, to protect against Balrab Balimatze, but rather to protect against Achila, the Tosus have asked against themselves in Cain. There's so many other Dvarim Asurim Bachila, so many other Macholos Asuris. So how come only Chametz is Zolcha to Dindrabana of Bedika to protect against the eating of Chametz, but there's no Dindrabana of Bedika to protect against the consumption of so many other Macholos Asuris? So the first answer of Tosus is something, Chametz itself is particularly risky. Psychologically speaking, we're more likely to slip into eating chametz. The slope is slipperier. The slope is more slippery because the natural inhibition that we have against eating dvar masurin, bedili mine, there is not the bedili mine by chametz. Okay, instead, Tosfos said it, the mitzvah said it with a twist. Tosfos added that also chametz is isuri hana, it's a more severe type of. The Isser itself is more chomer if you fall in it. The Ritva, the Ran, have spoken about the fact that that chometz is also more chomer, the sense that the onesh is an onesh karis. Okay. Then Tosa gave a second answer, and it seemed like he was just regressing back to by Rabbi Matze. The whole point is Tosa trying to explain why Achilas chometz is different than Achilas Shar Machalot Azurus. Then he starts talking about Rabbi Matze. Then we went back to Rashi. What's going on? So, yesterday we began to look at the Ran. And the Ran, as we saw, had subtly, but once you notice it clearly, said that by Rabbi Matze, Issa Daraisa is itself a gezeira to protect against the Issa Daraisa of Achilas Chametz. And yesterday we closed by noticing many, many other Dinim Daraisa, which might be siyagim to other Dinim Daraisa. Part of the long list that Yosef Engel has in Lakach Tov Siman Ches. We saw particularly that's true in the Erev Hilcha Shabbos, Tosefa Shabbos, according to Rashi and Shilta Giborim, Siyag to Melech HaShabbos. Bishul Basa B'chalav, according to the Kesef of Mishnah and Hilchas Tumas Meis, Siyag to Achilas Basa B'chalav. Eating grapes or other grape products by the Nazir, siyag to drinking wine. Kirav Basar, physical contact with an erva, din daraisa, bepashtas, issa daraisa, negia with a nida, issa daraisa, as both the Shmos Rava and the Office of Nasa say, the Rambam seems to quote la halacha in Hilchas Isuri Bia Parak Chafal, the penultimate parak, the second last parak. So Kirav Basar, colloquially referred to as Negia, Siyad Tegilele. I mentioned also, you can take a look at the Rambam end of Sefer Karbanos, a different dinim of Temura or Siyagim to other dinim. Yosef Engel points to Tosfos and Yevamos, that certain details in the halachas of Kibbutz Ave'im are Siyag. Okay. But the big ones, certainly the ones that we mentioned, So a well-founded concept. And that's really Yosef Engel's primary point in the piece. It's very clear that this exists. It's very clear that Siyagim were not only Drabana. That Siyagim are very much Delrais. Many, many examples. So that's one concept. But he said, he left the message, there's a second layer also. So let's take a look at the Avos Rabbi Nosson. Let's take a look at the Avos Rabbi Nosson. That's what we're up to. As I mentioned to you earlier today, it's worth knowing what the Avos Rabbi Nosson is. Practically speaking, if you want to find it in a Shas Gemara, you're going to find Avos Rabbi Nosson at the end of the last volume of Nezikin. At the end of the Avodah Zarah Harius volume, after Avodah Zarah and Harius, you keep flipping, you get to the two Masechtas of Nezikin, they're only Mishnayos, Adios and Avos. And after Avos, they have a whole series of what are called Masechtos Ketanos. different collections of braises, collections made by, probably put together by the Gaonim on various topics that don't have their own Masechta. There's a Semachos, which is Hilchos Avelos, and there's Tzitzis, Masechas Tfilin, Masechas Gerim, Masechas Kusim. Most of them very short. Masechas Sofrim is somewhat longer, about Halachas of Beis HaKnesses and related Dinim and Davening and so forth. Masechas Semachas Avelos is somewhat longer. The longest is also the first, and that's Avos Rabbi Nassim. And as I mentioned to you this morning, Avos Rabbi Nassim functions, it works a little bit like a Tosefta on Masechas Avos, in that it's a collection of braises that expand on the comments in Avos. Now this is very, very expensive, because there are five prakim, Mishnayis Avos is five prakim, the sixth parak is braises. Avos Rabbi Nassim is 41 prakim. That's very long. A lot. There's a lot to expand on in Perkei Avos. If you want to know how, just a sense of the expansiveness, this Avos Rabbi Nassim we're going to look at is commenting on, as you see, Asu Siyag LaTorah. Where does that appear in Perkei Avos? Parak what, Mishnah what? Who said Asu Siyag LaTorah? Who plural? The Anche Knesset HaGadolah. The first statements, right? Perkei Avos begins Moshe with the chain of Masorah. Moshe kibbutz Torah Misinai, Masorah Yoshua, Zekanim, Nevim, and they pass it on to Anche Knesset HaGadolah. Heim Amr Shol Shadrach. The very beginning, Perkei Avos, opening lines. The first statements of Perkei Avos, our first quotes, are Anche Knesset HaGadolah. They said three things. What are the three things that they said? You have to be deliberate. You have to be thoughtful. Don't jump to conclusions. Having the Sunnah Medin. You have to have a lot of Talmidim. Teach Torah. Doesn't matter what you're doing professionally. You should be learning Torah and teaching Torah. And Asay Siyag LaTorah. This is the very beginning. And you get into Parak Beis of the second Parak of Avos Rabbi Nassim. We're still up to the first Mishnah. You think about it. There's a lot going on. So, what I gave the Mar Makomos is a little bit from the first parak, a little bit from the second parak. So, a little bit from the second parak is that first, the opening line of Parak Beis of Avos of Nassim. Ezehu siyag she'asa Torah l'dvareha. What's an example of a siyag that the Torah made? That gives the example of Kirav Basar of Negia. Elisha benidas tumasalo sikrav. Yachad yichab kain yashkena. Vidabi imadvar metalim. Isser gila arayos. Maybe physical contact should be permitted. Maybe flirtatious conversation should be permitted. No. Tamudah rola sikra. A pasuk in the chumash, right? And that's an example of a Torah asasa siyag l'dvareha. Okay. So that, as guys point out during the Seder, I saw that in the Medrash Rabbah. Now, it happens to be obvious Rav Nassim is older than Medrash Rabbah, but the Chiddush isn't there. The Chiddush is in the first line. And just to show you in context, here at the end of Avodah Zarah, the second line that's printed by Makamos is Perak Beis. Ezeu siyag she'asa Torah l'dvareha. That's here, back in the middle of Perak Aleph, is the beginning. Asu siyag l'Torah, Aleph Hey. You can look it up. Asus Yag LaTorah, that's the quote from the Mishnah, says the Braisa, says the Avos Rav Nassim, Ases Yag LaTorah, Kederach Sha'asa Kodesh Baruch Hu Siyag LaTorah. I want you to make a Siyag. Who's you? You meaning a Chacham in any generation, the target audience of Anshe Knesset HaGadolah. Rabbanim, every generation have to make a Siyag. Maybe the year 2019 you can make a Siyag, we're going to close down shuls so people don't get sick. In every generation, you have to make a siyag. What? Kederach she'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu siyag l'dvareha. Just like Rabbi Moshe made a siyag. And Adam made a siyag, and the Torah, and Moshe, and Eov, and Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And over the course of Parak, all of Parak Beis, we give the example. Where do you see that Eov did it? Where do you see that? And it hit Parak Beis that it gave you is, you said the Torah makes a siyag. Where is that? The other verses goes in each one. What's the key point? If you had to pull out, what's the core nakuda that's being added by that first sentence? Olive head, yeah?
Kedara.
Kedara. That's the key word. You know, we've been trained, and you'll be trained further. You learn a Rambam, there are certain connecting words that tell you some relation between ideas. A kashem, a lefikach. It's not just idea one, idea two. There's a relation between the two of them. Not just Rambam. Almost Rabbi Nassim. Kedara. But this is a... the Torah made and. It's usually they can sub the way that the Torah made is doing. Meaning that the concept of Siyag Deraisa is not just an interesting curiosity. Oh, that's fascinating. I always thought Gezeiras had Rabbanan. It turns out that some Gezeiras are Deraisa. Interesting. It's more than interesting. It is interesting. It's intriguing. But it's more than that. There's actually a relationship. It's not just some gzeiros are daraisa, most gzeiros are drabanan. That's true, but it's more than that. It's why are there gzeiros drabanan? Because there are gzeiros daraisa. The gzeiros drabanan are meant to be modeled after, patterned after, dinan daraisa. When a Talmud Chacham makes a gzeira, he's patterning, he's modeling himself after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe himself makes a gzeira. That, by the way,
what's the difference between
the
gzeira that Hashem makes,
like, Hashem versus, like, somebody who just makes like that? No, meaning, any gzeira that Chazal make a gzeira that you're not allowed to handle a klisha malachto le'Easter. You're not allowed to handle a pen or a shovel or a screwdriver on Shabbos. Why? So one of the reasons is you may end up doing malachi. If you handle a pen on Shabbos, you may end up writing on Shabbos. If you handle a screwdriver on Shabbos, you may end up fixing something.
So wasn't Derech Hashem, what would it look like?
What do you mean?
Is the
Derech
Hashem like the way to say you shouldn't do this,
but you shouldn't do this? So. Take a look at Psachim, the Lamed of days. Is a line that the Gemara has in a number of Masechtas, among them Psachim, and you have that Psachim right in front of you. It's conceivable that you saw Lamed Amud Beis and Psachim last when you learn Chulin. It's actually one of the Amudim in Psachim that's very relevant to Issa V'Heter. But the Gemara makes a comment about the rules for Achilas Chametz. In terms of pots and pans that are chametz stick, and the rules for non-Jewish wine, which is an issa drabanan, and the Gemara says at the most of the way down the narrow line, like 10 lines before the Mishnah, at the dalet of the bach and the hay of the Masoras Hashas, called it. The Gemara says you're comparing the rules of chametz and of yayin nesach. What's the comparison? Yain esach is stam yainim is issa drabanan. Non-kosher wine, non-Jewish wine is issa drabanan. Chametz is issa daraisa. The answer is kol the tikkun rabanan ke'ein daraisa tikkun. Whenever tikkun or takon in Aramaic is like tiknu in Hebrew. Kosher tiknu chachamim. Whenever the chaver made din drabanan ke'ein daraisa tikkun. If we had a whiteboard, I would write this on the whiteboard. Very, very important line. Ke'ein da'raisa, but here you see it, you don't need a whiteboard, you have a gemara. Ke'ein da'raisa tikkun. Chazal makes zeres rabbanon patterned after dinim da'raisa. Let me give you an example of that. This gemara is a little obscure. Let me give you an easier example of ke'ein da'raisa. Then we'll take it back to appreciate the Shabbat of Tzav Nasan and the Ran and Tosfos. Watch. Let's step away from Sachem just for a moment. To give again an illustration of this rule. Call the ticker on Kain Daraisa ticker. Everyone know, anyone here, raise your hand if you know what Chum Shabbos is. Chum Shabbos. Everyone knows what Chum Shabbos is? You've heard of it. Chum Shabbos. Everyone's heard of Chum Shabbos, right? What Chum Shabbos mean? Right? If you're somewhere for Shabbos, if you're camping out in the wilderness for Shabbos, you're allowed to walk up 2,000 miles in any direction. If you're in a city for Shabbos, 2,000 hours beyond the city limits. Okay. Those who are learning Daf Yomi, so I think you're getting there soon. But from the third paragraph on is a discussion of a couple of Prakim and Ervin about Tchumen. Then you prakim gimel dalet heavenly. So now Noam jumped right into the shear, 2,000 amas. Where did that come from? So there is a Tana who thinks that Tchum Alpayim Amma, Tchum 2,000 Amma is Daraisa. Rabbi Akiva thinks it's Daraisa. We do not accept that. We pass like the other Tanan, that the 2,000 Amma Tchum is Drabbanan. Maybe there's a bigger Tchum that's Daraisa, it's a further Machlokas, but 2,000 Amma is Drabbanan. Where did it come from? Is there any other place where you have a shear of 2,000 Amma? Did Chazal just invent it? 2,000 amas. We have Bali Kriya, yeah? Binyamin? Or Yom Kippur, yeah? Ah, okay, good. Very good. So the Mishnayos and Yuma describe the way you had the Ish Iti, the man who was appointed to bring the Sar Mishtaleach from the Beis HaMikdash all the way to the wilderness. So he had booths every 2,000 amas. That was to mitigate some of the Tchumishim. Right, good. So there was 2,000 amas facing. That was because of Tchum. Is there another Erev Halacha, not Tchum Shabbos? We have a notion of a 2,000 amas. So you need to... This is a much more obscure. At the Bali Kriya in the room, anyone here about regular Balkore? On a regular basis? It's the only Karnei Parah and Yerech Ben Yomo in Chumash. I think there are 16 of them in Tanakh, in Chumash is only one. Is it sounding familiar? Not yet. The Torah gives the rules of halachic urban planning. You're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to set up a whole series, more than 40 different Ari Levin. They're going to be 42 plus 6, a total of 48 cities that are designated to be places where the Levin were not such farmers. The Levim were predominantly involved with Beis HaMikdash and with teaching Torah. So they were not gaining so much agricultural land. They were going to be city dwellers. And the Psukim describes some of the dinim that govern the Ari HaLevim. And the Chumash talks about the area, how land use for the area that surrounds the Ari HaLevim. I believe it's at the end of Chumash Bamidbar. Let's find it. Used to be here. Yeah, it still is here. Good. Parshas Maaseh. Parshas Maaseh, the beginning of Parakel Abed Hei, the beginning of Chamishi in Parshas Maaseh, so you have to set aside a whole series of Ari HaLevim. They're going to have cities, the people who live in the cities, and the area around the cities, the vicinity of the city, will be for the animals. And there are rules that govern the neighborhood, the land that surrounds the city, up to how far outside the city? 2,000 amas. You have to measure outside the city, on the east side, on the west side, north, south, Alpayim Bama. Measure 2,000 amas around the city, and the area of 2,000 amas that surrounds the city has a status of Migrashay Ari HaLevim. There's certain rules, there's certain dinim d'oraisa that apply to the area around the Ari HaLevim, what you are and are not allowed to do there. Are you allowed to farm? Are you allowed to have animals? If it's more than 2,000 amas outside the city, there are no rules. So an obscure din, maybe we never heard of it before, of the Ari HaLevim, in terms of the halachas of Ari HaLevim, extend up to 2,000 amas around. Does that have anything to do with Shabbos? Well, not really, except for the following. Chazal wanted to create a din d'rabbanan of Tchum Shabbos. But whatever reason, whether they want to make sure people didn't get too busy, too much tircha, or too much distraction, whatever the rationale is for the din rabban of Tchum Shabbos, Chazal are interested in creating a din rabban of Tchum Shabbos. Create a din that says you have to stay within the neighborhood of the city. You don't have to stay in the city. You have to stay within the area around the city. So what should they pick to be the magic number? How far are you allowed to walk? So they could have said 1,000 amas. They could have said 3,000 amas. They could have said 3,141 amas. That'd be 1,000 times pi. Hey, they could have said whatever. I don't know, whatever number they could have chosen. We're just talking about polar coordinates this morning. Right? They could have picked whatever. I don't know, 2,500 amas. 2,500 is a nice number. There are a lot of nice numbers. Why dafka 2,000? In crafting, in designing this legislation, in designing the Din Drabanan of Tchum Shabbos, so they have to pick a number. Where are they going to get their shear from? So they said, well, let's look in the Chumash and see, are there any dinim daraisa about the area around the city? And lo and behold, there is. Ari Halavim. Now, there's no conceptual connection between that. Not Tchum Shabbos is in order to protect Ari Halavim. Nothing like that. But called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Ke'ein Daraisa Tikkun. Chazal or Kreina Din Rabbanon, they want as much as possible to pattern it after Dinim Daraisa. And Meshechter often says it highlights the fact that the Dinim Rabbanon are a natural organic extension of the same Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's highlighted by the fact that as much as possible, when Chazal create and craft Dinim Rabbanon, they tried as much as possible to use patterns that already exist on a daraisa, even from a different era of halacha. Kol the tikkun rabbanon ke'ein daraisa tikkun. Again, we just saw that Pesachim daf lamed amud beis. Masoret Hashas tells you it's also later in Pesachim on lamed tes on kuf tes zayin. It's in Yuman, Yevamos, and Gittin, Avodah Zarah, Becharis, all over Shas. This is a very fundamental principle. Kol the tikkun rabbanon ke'ein daraisa tikkun. If you're interested further, I shall have several articles in Eretz Yisrael and elsewhere developing extensively. This is really something that cuts through many Din Drabanan. Chazal are always trying, they're trying to accomplish a certain goal with the Din Drabanan, but as much as possible in designing the details, they're going to use patterns that already exist on the Raisa. Ke'en the Raisa tickets. Oh. Says the Avos Rabbi Nasser Rabosai, now that you have that concept in mind, Ke'en the Raisa tickets, says the Avos Rabbi Nasser, it's not only details. Now, when they made Tchum Shabbos, that was Ke'en Ari Levim. And the rules of Kalim for Yayin Esach and the rules of Kalim for Chavis. It's more than just details. It's also the whole notion of a Gzeir Drabanan. The whole concept, every Gzeir Drabanan is fundamental to Ke'en Daraisa. The whole notion of making Gzeir Drabanan, Kederek Sha'asa Hashem, Siyam Lagara. The whole notion of Zeres Rabbanan or Ke'en Daraisa. HaKadosh Baruch himself makes Siyagim. Wow. And so that's what the Avos Rabbi Nassim is saying. The very the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah say in Pirkei Avos, Asu Siyagim LaTorah, you know why? You're modeling yourself after Rabbi Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Siyagim. So Chazal will make more Siyagim. Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun. Interesting. And then there's a third level of Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun. Because already, now let's work our way back from through the Ran to Tosis. Let's look back at that Ran. I had asked you yesterday, well, what core concepts emerge from the Shaklavataria of the Ran? So one thing certainly is the basic concept of Siyag Daraisa. It was subtle. Once you see it, it's clearly there. He's definitely assuming that the Isser Daraisa by the Mase is meant to protect Chavetz. What did he say? The reason why, if you'll say like Tosis back in the Ran, not to Omer Shechashas or Yavula Achlo, if you say like Tosis at the rationale for the Isser Drabanan Bedika, it's to protect against Achila. Okay, Diberi Shonimza, like the Balya Tosis had said, how come they impose, they're more concerned that you'll come to eat chametz than that you'll come to eat other machal tosers? He says, oh, psychologically there's less inhibition against eating chametz, and so not only, number one, you're more likely to fall in, the risk of incident, the incidence rate is greater, and the stakes are higher, the cost is greater. If you fall in, that's a very severe adir. So that's why Chazal imposed a din drabanan bedika to protect chametz, but not to protect other machal tosers. And then he says, maybe it's also why the Torah itself made it issur daraisa by Rabbi Matzah to protect chametz. In other words, as he said yesterday, he's saying, oh, by Rabbi Matzah is a siyag daraisa. How come the Torah made a siyag daraisa by chametz but not by other isurim? Because lo b'dilim inay, because it's a karis. So yesterday he said, oh, Gevaldik, look, Stelik Demais. There's another layer, though. He's not only saying that by Rabbi Matzah is Yag Daraisa, he's also saying that there might be design similarities between Siagim Daraisa and Siagim Drabana. That for the same reason, the same concerns that would have driven a Siag Daraisa by Chametz would drive a Siag Drabana by Chametz. Right? That's already interesting. Here, and that's the second point in the Ran. Not only that there is the concept of Siag Daraisa, but that Siagim Daraisa and Drabanan in a particular area might share concerns. Interesting.
Why is it so
like, wow, that the whole point of the Drabanan is preventing the Gzeira? Yeah, but he's not saying, Avada, if I have a Gzeira, don't handle a pen, you might come to write with the pen. Obviously, there's going to be a conceptual relationship between holding the pen and writing. Right? But here we're saying there are two different siyagim to protect against writing. To protect, in this case, to protect against eating chametz. So he's saying there are siyagim deraisa and drabanan driven by the same thing. And now let's go back to Tosfos. Tosfos is not saying the same thing the Ran is saying. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos gives him a new answer. The first reason why, remember, Tosfos is asking, and then let's take more questions. Tosfos is asking, again, the same question, how come Chazal made an Isser Drabanan Dafka by Chametz, and not by anything else? Hatam Shech Miru Kan. So first he said, oh, Lo Bedili Minet, Isser Hana. Okay, and he has to deal with Nazir. Inami. Let's jump right into the second teretz. Inami. Or Shani Chametz. Chametz is different. You know why Chametz is different? You know why Chametz is protected by Bedika, but other things are not protected by Bedika? Shechemira bo Torah lavra over by Rabbi Matzah, because the Torah was machmir in it to violate by Rabbi Matzah. Hechemira chachamim libdok ulavaro. That's a Chazal imposed, it didn't drop on a Bedika and beer. So when we first read this Tosis, before we were enlightened by the Ran, by the Avraham Rabbi Nassim, so we read this Tosis, before we had the tools to analyze it properly, he said, oh, he's saying that beer is because of Bar Levatzeh. Oh, but that's Rashi, that's not Tosis. But now you see, that's not what he's saying at all. He's saying, just like the Torah, notice the language, the Torah was machmir on Chametz to violate Bar Levatzeh. What is the Torah is machmir? Meaning, Achilas Chametz is protected by a Chumra Doraisa, in other words, a Siag Doraisa. If the Torah was so concerned about Achilas Chametz that the Torah imposed the Siag Daraisa, so then it makes sense that the Chazal, Hechemiru Chacham, the Chazal should be further machmer to mandate Vedika and Beer, even though you did Bittel. You did Bittel. Gevaldik. We're not by Rabbi Matzah anymore. But the same way you have by Rabbi Matzah to protect against Achilas Chametz, we should have a further fence, Midrabanan, of Vedika and Beer to protect against Chametz. And that's why he then very naturally says, Mishum Dilma Asi Lemechle. Because we're worried you're going to eat it. That applies to both. The Torah was machmir to impose a Daraisa by Rabbi Matzah so that you don't come to eat it. And Chazal imposed a second siyag, Midrabanan, called Bedika and Beer. Why? Also, so that you don't come to eat it. And what beforehand, the second teretz was so like, he's going back to Rashi, then he's throwing Achila at the end. What's going on? It's gorgeous. Once you chop the Ran's Ha'ara, that by Rabbi Matzah, the Siag Tachila, Tosis already said it. And it's gorgeous. As I told you guys yesterday, every word, once you see the Ran, every word in this Tosis fits in beautifully. And I don't mean like hard diukim. It's just, he says it. He said the Torah is Machara in it. Beautiful. He's saying, and I want you to appreciate something else. And then I'm about to say question. I want to appreciate the following, Rabosai. He's not saying the same that the Ran said. He's saying a different point. You need the Ran's insight that Bayram Lotte is a Siyag Daraisa to understand Tosfos, but he's doing something else. There's an added Nakuda that takes us sort of back to the Avraham Rabbi Nassim. And Tosfos is adding something that Ran didn't say, that Avraham Rabbi Nassim didn't exactly say. And it's a third layer of of application of Ke'en Daraisa. And it's like this. The Ran says, the Ran was saying, how come the Torah made the Gzeira Daraisa? How come the Chacham made the Gzeira Dabar? Maybe for the same reason, right? Because of what's it called? Because of Obedili, because of Kares, or not? That was Tosis' first answer. Lo Bedili, Isra Hana, was Tosis' second answer. Tosis' first answer is saying, I'll explain to you why Achilas Chametz requires more precautions than other Achilas. Psychological concerns, like Lo Bedili Mine, or Halachic concerns, Isra Hana, Kares. The second answer is saying, I am not going to explain to you the reasons why Chametz needs more precaution. What I will tell you instead is, if it has Siyagim Daraisa, it needs more Siyagim Darabanan. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos are for giving Chametz more protection, if it's something that Siyagim Daraisa aren't so common, so if Achilas Chametz is protected by Siyag Daraisa, it needs more Siyagim Drabanan. That last point is a chiddush that I think you find explicitly only in Tosfos. But it's definitely a further application of the Avos Rabbi Nasan. Kederech. Not only that in general the whole notion of a Dindra, a Gzeira Drabanan, is modeled after Gzeiras Daraisa, but specifically those areas of Halacha that are Zalcha to Siyag Daraisa will tend to have more Siyagim Drabanan. And by the way, if you think about it, what are the areas that have a lot of Diyun Drabanan? And what are the areas, let's take a step further, that have many Siyagim Itam Minhag, where many Gesal has developed even more protection? Shabbos has loads of Diyun Drabanan and plenty of Minhag Yisrael. Baser B'chalav, as you learned last year, right? Din Drabanan, al gabei Din Drabanan. The Sarof and waiting and halal and in terms of minhag that people have to further be marchik and Pesach, Chametz B'Pesach, there are loads of Din Drabanan, and Minhag Yisrael certainly is marchik Chametz B'Pesach even more. Some avoid kidneys and some avoid gebrux and so on and so forth. Shabbos, Baser B'Chalav, Chametz B'Pesach, and Nida specifically, Gilei Arayos in general. There are loads of Din Drabanan. There are more Minhagim. Before you get married, you learn Hilchos Nida as they apply between husband and wife. You'll find there's a whole series of Din Drabanan. There are further Minhagi Yisrael. Those four areas tend to draw a disproportionate number of Gezeiras Drabanan. They're Gezeiras Drabanan in almost every area of Halacha, but they have more. And there are Minhagi Yisrael in many areas, but those have more. What do those four share in common? Siyagim Daraisa. Bishul Basa B'chalav. Kirev Basa. Tosef V'Shabbos. And by Rabbi Matzah. It's those areas that have Siyagim Daraisa that tend to have the most Siyagim Drabanan and the most Siyagim Mitam Minhag. Fascinating. Right? And I think that's actually what Tosfos said. He didn't apply it broadly. He applied specifically to Chametz. He says, again, he said, the first reason, the first explanation of if the Dika is to protect against the field, why only Chametz? The first explanation was, let me explain to you different rational concerns. Bedili, Lo Bedili, Isser Hana, the Rit for the Ran and Kares. But the second term to Tosfos is basically saying, I'm not going to give you the details of why. I'm just going to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a siyag. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a siyag. That indicates to Chazal that they need to make more siyagim. Those areas where there's a siyag, their eyes have become lightning rods for more siyagim drabana. And the pattern is, I think, pretty clear. The pattern is very clear. And he says, well, so I don't even have to explain why. I'm not going to explain why. I'll just explain what. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a stug, so that's why Chazal made more stugim. Get all these. Yeah, question.
We said Tosus brings examples in this question, like why the Vedika by these, by like, oh wait, never mind. Because I was going to say maybe because by these things they're not as strict in the Torah, so there's no siyagin that we make here, but then I realized one of those is Baskin of Pala. One of the things he asks is like, why is there no Vedika by...
Ah, that's a good point. Right, to your point that there's no din of Vedika's Baskin of Pala. Correct. But there are other job bonds on Baskin of Pala. Right, just like there's no issue against owning on the little dreiser level, there's a siyag to protect against Bas Bechav and a siyag to protect against Chomet. Different siyag in dreiser. In one case, don't have it. In another case, don't make it. There are also different siyag in Drabban. But both are very rich with siyag in Drabban and with...
But that's why by Bas Bechav, right, the Drabban and of Oath, they modeled the exact same prohibitions after the dreiser.
Right, right. And again, and that's what I was saying before, to circle back around, we'll take more questions. The notion of kol de tikkun rabban kein deraisa tikkun. That we saw inside of Pesachim Daf Lamed, and it appears in many places in Shas. And Rabbi Schechter, as I mentioned before, often stresses that it's not just a detail, it's a fundamental principle that Chazal needed to work with in designing any din rabbanon as much as possible. So, one example of it was the specifics of the rules that Chazal make. Like we said, for instance, the Alpayim Amah. You'll, as much as possible, try to find, when you set up the parameters, the detailed dinim of a din d'rabbanan, you'll try to, as much as possible, not just make things out of whole cloth, but find something, whenever possible, a pre-existing concept in the Torah. Number two, the whole notion of making din d'rabbanan, gzer d'rabbanan, is all one big can deraisa tikkun because they're second deraisa. And number three, those areas which call for siyagim deraisa will therefore have more siyagim d'rabbanan. That's also sort of like a third dimension of ke'en deraisa tikkun. Chazal actually pattern themselves after the siyagim deraisa, and that's another layer of what the Avos Rabbeinu says. Kedash asa Torah siyagim d'vareha. And that's shot in Tosfos. I would add one more hashkafic reflection also, sort of a postscript to this discussion of Tosfos. The obvious hashkafic postscript, the whole notion of ke'en deraisa tikkun, and sort of the whole thrust of the obvious Rabbi Nassim, is to realize that Chazal are a natural, organic... The dinim drabban that Chazal created are a natural, organic continuation of the Torah Shal Peh Min HaTorah. That's sort of the obvious. I can talk about that some other time. But I want to say something more practical, although Emunah is certainly very practical, perhaps something some of us struggle with. And maybe we could talk more about Yonah Emunah different time. I want to tell you something behaviorally practical, or attitudinally practical. And that is the following. We just lined up Shabbos, Chametz of Pesach, Basar B'Cholov, and Arayos. Kira Basar, Kira Arayos. So which of the four is not like the other? Yeah?
Arayos.
So we often think that it's Arayos. And I would suggest to you that that's a mistake. In other words, I mean is the following. Attitudinally, I was telling you attitudinally, behaviorally. So we often think that the fact that there are so many siyagim in the world of Arayos, and specifically Hanagei Yaneinu, Nida Penuyim, which is after all Nida is the example that the Avos Rabbeinu Nassim and the Avos Rabbeinu Nassim are talking about. So we see many isurim, Negiyas Aser, Stakos Aser, that I go down the line. So we often sort of consciously or unconsciously derive from that this is like a taboo. This is something that the halacha is trying to say, this is like bad. Everything is a concession, everything's really wrong. And somehow this whole area of life, intimacy, is fundamentally negative and taboo. So that's incorrect. as is demonstrated by this parallel. There are loads of Din Drabban in the world of Shabbos. We're not Karaites who think that Shabbos is like a bad, negative, sad day. Shabbos is an intensely happy day. Even more on point, let's talk about Basav Chalav and Chametz Pesach. A good 10-15% of all of Shulchan Aruch, all the halacha that Togev is Ma'azah, a good 10-15%, without exaggeration, is about eating restrictions. Half of your day is about Hilchas Kashrus, the first chalik, and then half the second chalik. Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Yom Kippurim, a good 10-15% at least, maybe 20% Shulchan Aruch, is about eating restrictions. But that doesn't lead us to believe that somehow we're Jews are anti-eating, that we see eating as a fundamentally negative activity. Right? Certainly, until 6 months ago, if you come to a kiddush and shul, you wouldn't have thought that Jews somehow have a hang-up about eating. We don't see eating as a fundamentally negative thing. It has to be done properly. What you eat, how you eat, when you eat, with what preliminaries, how do you prepare, how do you contextualize, all those things matter. You eat wrong, you could be in a sakari. Eating on Yom Kippur, eating Chametz Pesach, eating with a bracha, without a bracha, is a world of difference, and so on and so forth. Eating is very powerful. But power tools, you can do a lot more with a power saw than with a handsaw. For those who are clearing trees that have fallen after the storm the other week, right? If you're working on a handsaw, you take a lot longer. You're working on a chainsaw, 1, 2, 3. Are chainsaws morally better or worse than handsaws? All right. That's sort of silly. They're not morally better or worse. They're safer. Handsaws are safer. They're less powerful. So if you're doing something good, like clearing away the branches that fell on your property, you'll get results much more quickly with a chainsaw, if you know what you're doing, than with a handsaw. If you're doing something destructive, Rahman al-Islam, obviously you can wreak much more havoc much more quickly with a chainsaw than with a handsaw. It's not that the chainsaw is morally better or worse, but it's clearly more powerful. If you're using it for good, it'll do more good. If you're using it for bad, it'll do more bad. The fact that these areas are lightning rods for siyagim doesn't mean that they're bad. It does mean that they're powerful. And therefore, they have to, done poorly could be terribly destructive. Done well could be gewaldic. You'll notice, by the way, and I'll close with this, and we'll take another question or two, have some time. The Rambam has a sefer called Kedusha, of the 14th Svarim of Mishnah Torah. What is called the Book of Holiness? What do you expect you would find in the Book of Holiness? Sefer Kedusha. What's holy? You expect to find Chveis, Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, right? That's right. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Ava. Karbanos, Beis HaMikdash, and Sefer Avot, and Sefer Karbanos. The only two topics in Sefer Kedusha, you know from last year, there are three topics, but they're really two. Macholos Asuris and Shechita, and Isurei Bia. That is the entirety of Sefer Kedusha. The Book of Holiness is about food and intimacy. Wow. That's a little surprising, but it's really not. These are powerful activities. They can be done very well and generate great Kedusha. They can be done very poorly and generate the opposite, great Tumah. They're not bad. They're powerful. That's why, and Shabbos is clearly a very, very powerful day. So it's not surprising. This is a Hashkafic, afterthought. A Hashkafic epilogue to this Tosfos is maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me something larger as well. These four areas require more protection. They even have Siyagim D'Raisin. As a result, Tosfos, they have more Siyagim D'Rabbanan. And I would add they have more Siyagim Yisrael Minhag. Yeah. There's something that needs protection here. Maybe it's more than just the technical aspect of lo bedili minein, how slippery is the slope, but also maybe it goes to the core. That was the first Teretz that tells us. It goes to the core of how much spiritual, these are spiritual power tools. So they have to be handled. You have more precautions in how you store and handle a chainsaw than how you store and handle. A handsaw also has to be put in the case. But a chainsaw, obviously, you handle much more gingerly. Not because it's evil, but because it's powerful. But these are powerful things. These areas, Shabbos, Kashrus, Taharas, Mishpacha, these are areas of particular spiritual power And that's why they call for more protection. They call for more precaution. Yeah.
They're also like very common things. All those things. Eating every day.
Yes. Oh, so that's a good point also. The two topics in Sefer Kedusha are two activities that not only that Jews share with the rest of humanity, but we share with the entire animal kingdom. They're very basic activities. And part of the gift of Torah, and they're biologically very powerful activities. They're the two ways that you create new human life. That you are literally what you eat. Every cell in your body was originally chemically food that you ate.
Right, it's not the point I'm trying to make. I'm trying to make the point that the siyugim and Torah are things that are most common.
Right, and I'm saying, and they are they're most powerful and most common. They're shared with the entire animal kingdom, eating and procreation. And they're incredibly powerful. And that's why they require, you're right, the things that happen more often, most of the shechicha requires a gzera. Absolutely. Any other questions? Yeah, Aaron.
It seems from the man that he gives a reason for the sort of making a seal with the right, that he says, the Efsher Ol should be Tamzeh Minotoro.
Correct. Aaron's making a very good point. I want to return to that. That's what I was saying before. The Tosis is not the same as the Ran. The Ran is saying the first Teretz of Tosis. The reason why they made Bedika by Chametz is because of Lo Bedili and so forth. And then he says, that might also explain why the Torah chose, why Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to make a Siyag D'Oraisa. Tosis, the second Teretz, is not saying the same as Ran. But he's sharing with the Ran the notion of Siyag D'Oraisa. But what he's saying is, Ran has them side by side. Right. The Ran is saying that the first Teretz in Tosis also explains the Siyag D'Oraisa. But the second Teretz in Tosis is saying the Siyag D'Oraisa is the explanation for the Din D'Rabbanan. Not that the Din D'Rabbanan there to protect the Siyag D'Oraisa, but the fact that the Siyag D'Oraisa, that's why this area also calls for Din D'Rabbanan. Right. The relationship between the Siyag D'Oraisa and the Siyag D'Rabbanan is not the same for Tosis and the Ran. Correct. For the Ran, I can tell you why they have a common reason. Tosis is saying, the fact that the Siyag tells me, I don't know what the reason is, but I ought to make more Din Javan. Correct.
So according to that, why is Bosom the Holo one of these things? Because it's not, it's always also, unlike all the other Nidah Pesach and Shabbos, it's not always also.
Oh, that's actually very fascinating. Aaron's making a good point. In thinking about the other areas of Siyag Javan, you're saying Lo Bedili Mine sort of applies to, in a sense, applies to Nida and Chametz B'Pesach and Shabbos. Fascinating. Wow. That's really interesting. All those things are things which are sometimes also sometimes mutter. But that's not going to explain, Basar B'Chol. But that's a good point. Basar B'Chol, Tosas points out Masech as Nida. One of the things unique about Basar B'Chol, and Tosas points out Chulin also, right? That each one is mutter on its own. Milk is kosher and meat is kosher. It's a combination which is praised. A little bit also like a lo bedili mine. Mashaikim, bacon. Ham, bacon are treif, period. But milk is kosher, meat's kosher. That's why it gets more complicated to. Maybe. That's a very good point. Yes?
So if you look back at the Rashi, since Rashi's saying, is he really disagreeing with Tosos, or is he
Good. So Kra segues us to the next step, which though it would be tempting to jump straight in, I think the clock tells us we're going to have to wait. But Kra segues us to the next step, which is now that we spend so much time understanding Tosis, and we've polished and refined it now, Geschmack, first Teretz, Geschmack, second Teretz, super Geschmack, second Teretz. So now the question is, Tosis had so many kashas against Rashi, that a kasha against themselves, but they solved it, and we appreciate their Tosis's the self-defense, the solution to the kash, the terrorists to the kash against themselves. The taka was Prat and Rashi. So we have to come back next time. Mitzvah tomorrow we're going to dive into that. In the context of, as you see the Maamakom was Daf Memtes and Daf Zayin, Daf Hez, we're going to start to explore Maseches Pesachim more broadly, and to look for clues that may help us to understand Rashi. And Akiva is also saying, interesting though, can the second Teretz of Tosfos give us any insight into Rashi? Could it be, Tanya, is that what you were going to say?
Yes.
Yeah. So could it be, that's what Akiva and Tanya suggesting, or maybe Tosfos isn't exactly just going back to Rashi, right? Okay, he's not doing that. Now you understand what Tosfos is really trying to say, the Omek HaDvarim, but maybe that's what Rashi meant. Okay? Maybe all Rashi meant, he didn't mean we do Bedika. He really meant do Bedika because, after all, there's also by Rabbi Matze. And maybe, but look at the language of Rashi. We spent so much time reading Tosfos, let's end by reading Rashi. Bodkin, so you're suggesting maybe Rashi is also saying what Tosfos is saying. The reason why Chazal instituted Bedika is, well, if the Torah instituted by Rabbi Matze to protect Chametz, we have to have Bedika also to protect Chametz. Yeah, the question is, does the language of is the language of Rashi so veil that? Bodkin, Rashi says, Shalo ya'avar alav by Rabbi Matze. You do Bedika so that you will not violate Rabbi Matze. So, yeah, Bedika is Rabbanan, but the purpose of Bedika, it sounds like, is directly the relationship between Bedika and Bayra Matzah, not that they share a common cause. The Tosis is saying that Bedika and Bayra share a common cause, in some sense or another. The Ran says it in one way, they share a common cause. Tosis is saying it in a slightly different way, but either way, they share a common cause. But no, the A and B are both results of C. But Rashi offhand sounds like A is a result of B. You do Bedika so that you will not violate by Rabbi Matze. So let's work on this more tomorrow. But offhand, it sounds like Rashi is not really bringing Achila into the mix, unless we can work on this some more. So you don't violate Achila. How did I know that Achilas Chametz is protected by Bedika? Ah, because the Torah protects Achilas Chametz with Bar Amatze, so we're going to protect Achilas Chametz further with Bedika. Correct. Right. Correct, exactly. That is true. Rashi says about the point of Bedika Chametz is to prevent violence of Rabbi Matze. But that's why Tosis had thrown a whole bunch of kashas. What do you mean? How about Bittel? And how about Kikur B'Shmei Korah? We're going to have to see tomorrow, is there a way to solve the kashas that Tosis asked in Rashi? Chever Shkayach. The Sivya comes clear when we argue about it together. Baruch Hashem.